Good morning, student. Today we are going to discuss the topic chi-square test and second characteristics of this test, the test of independence of attributes. Last lecture we focused on more than two proportion or the ratios and find out that how this we can calculate with the help of chi-square test. Today it's the second part of this test. We can calculate the value of independence of attributes. Chi-square test discussed in previous section can be generalized to test the independence of two attributes of a population. For instance, we may be interested in knowing whether new medicine is effective in controlling fever or not. X-square test will help us in deciding this issue. In such situation, we proceed with the null hypothesis that the two attributes with new medicine and control of fever are independent, which means that new medicine is not effective in controlling fever. On the basis of above, we first calculate the expected frequencies and then work out the value of x square. If the calculated value of x square is less than the table value at a certain level of significance for given degree of freedom, we conclude that null hypothesis stands, which means that the two attributes are independent or not associated. Do you know that? What do we mean by degree of freedom here? Degree of freedom means rho minus 1 into column minus 1. And what is the value come from the calculation? That is called the degree of freedom. Now, the new medicine is not effective in controlling the fever. We test if the two attributes A and B of a given population are independent or not. Attributes A is divided into R classes, R1, R2, R3, R4. Yeah, we can say A1, A2, A3, A4. And attributes B is divided into C classes, B1, B2, B3, B4, etc. Now, we are given the data in a R and C contingency table. Here we test. That means, before going to test this problem or the effect of medicine, first of all we have to draw the hypothesis. That's why we can able to test the effect of medicine. So now the first hypothesis means null hypothesis, means S0 : attributes A and B are independent. And second hypothesis means alternative hypothesis, H1 colon attributes A and B are not independent. Remember that this test does not measure the degree of relationship or the form of relationship between two attributes. It is only a technique of judging the significance of such association or relationship between two attributes. The test statistic is the same as earlier I told you, means the formula of chi-square test is x square summation bracket oij minus eij bracket close and whole square upon eij, where oij is equal to observed frequency and eij is equal to expected frequency. Now the question is that how we can calculate the expected frequency. The calculation of expected frequency depends the rows and column and grand total. So now we can calculate in such a way corresponding row total into corresponding column total divided by grand total. For the contingency table having R rows and C columns, the test statistics x square follows chi square distribution with bracket R minus 1 bracket close bracket C minus 1 bracket close degree of freedom provided. The question number 1, the total sample size is large, more than 50. The second, each cell in the contingency table has expected frequency of at least 5. As earlier, this is also a right tail test, because you know that there are two type of tail, which is called left tail and right tail. Yeah, one tail and two tail. B reject H0 in the favor of H1 at alpha into 100% label, or if x square C greater than x square A. So now the question is that the meal plan selected by 200 students is shown below. Now you have to prepare the table. That's why you can calculate the value of questions. So there are 5 columns, 7 rows. Now the column 1, the class, second row standing, third row fresh, fourth row sophomore, fifth one junior, sixth one senior, and last row is total. The column number first, number of meals per week, twenty per week, 24, 22, 10, 14, and total 70. Column number 3, number of meals per week, 10 per week, 32, 26, 14, 16, and last 88. The column number 4th, number of meals per week, none. 14, 12, 6, 10, and 42. And last column, total 70, 60, 30, 40, and grand total 200. Now, this is the example, and this example gives us that how the medicine can control the fever. We wish to test if class standing is independent of number of meals per week. So now you have to test that H0 class standing and number of meals per week are independent. H1 colon class standing and number of meals per week are not independent. The formula, once again I explain it to you, x square summation oij minus eij ka whole square upon eij. So when we calculate the expected frequency, so now we can do like this, the corresponding row total multiply by corresponding column of total and divided by grand total. This calculation gives us the expected value of frequency. Now we calculate the fresh, the column first, the value is 24.5, second 30.8, and third 14.7, and total 70. Sophomore 21, 26.4, 12.6, and total 60. Junior 10.5, 13.2, and 6.3, and total 30. Senior 14, 17.6, 8.4, and total 40. Now the total per week 70, 88, 42, and again grand total 200. Now you have to apply the formula and find out that how this test can be find out the value. So we can see that the number one, the total sample size is 200, means it's a large enough sample, and second, each expected frequency is higher than 5, and third, sum of observed frequencies equal to sum of expected frequencies. Therefore, the distribution of test statistic is chi-square distribution with 4 minus 1 into 3 minus 1 is equal to 6. This is called degree of freedom at 5% level of significance. I also told you that this is the right tell, means to tell. And when we say for right tell test, the critical value is 12.592, which is much higher than computed value. Therefore, we cannot reject the null hypothesis at 5% level of significance. Thus, we conclude that class standing and number of meals per week may be independent. Chi-square distribution is K continuous distribution, it loses its velocity if any expected frequency is less than 5. In such case, the expected frequency is pooled with the preceding or succeeding frequencies. Degree of freedom is reduced by 1 for 1 such pooling. So this is second questions. So I think first question is over, and I think most of you understood that how we can calculate the effect of medicine controlling the fever, and these two independent variable are independent or may be dependent. So I think it is clear that you have to compare the calculated value with the table value and find out the solution of this questions. Thank you very much for this discussion, and please go through this audio lectures, and if you have any query and questions, you can put up with me. That's why once again I can explain you and you can be understood. Thank you very much.